Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Leroy, give us a weather update, please. Brought to us by Tornado Roofing and Contracting. Hurricane season is here. Make sure your roof and windows are ready. Call 954-968-8155.
Hot as hell.
True.
All right, we got a light breeze out of the west. I'm only going to say that because on my way back from my far trip to the doctor's office, I saw a plane taking off and it was heading west. So that means the wind's got to be coming slightly out of the west. The winds are barely blowing 5 to 10 miles an hour, if that. And I'm going to say right now it's pushing 90 degrees. I'm going to give it 89 because we had a weather not too long ago. It's a heat advisory, but you know,
you should
nobody needs to advise you on how hot it is. You already know.
That's very old news.
You should be right. You should be advised at this point. That's how
I mean, it won't rain. Like, I'll take a shower every now and then now.
Yeah, and then you're gonna have that hot rain smell.
Woo.
Ew.
Yeah.
My pool, it rained the other day, and pavers around my pool started steaming.
Sheesh. It's that time of year, man. Headlines are brought to you by Doral Kia in Miami. At Domino's Game, you'll always find your abuelito. And whenever you want a low price, you save with your pricito. Save now with your pricito at Doral Kia. The Marlins, they got screwed last night against the Phillies. They lose 6-5. Yeah. Javier Sanoja in the seventh. He had what should have been a bases clearing double, but because the umpire was blind as a bat, only 2 runs scored. This was Clayton McCullough, his post game. Here's what he had to say on the whole matter.
Clayton, this game had a little bit of everything, emotional, come up short here, but how would you sum up this game?
Yeah, I mean, it was really close. I love how our guys fought back on multiple occasions and came through with some big moments late. Unfortunately, we had some opportunities, early, and, just weren't able to, scratch one across in the early part of the game with some of the traffic that we were able to create. But, I mean, that's, Sanchez is a good pitcher. You got the big double play ball the one time. got a big strikeout there. So, you know, we had some chances, and then, you know, late to come back in there and you know, get it close, and even there in the ninth there to bring the, you know, go ahead and run to the plate. So, good fight, and then, you know, a real tough loss.
Well, let's go to that seventh inning. What did you see there, and what led to the ejection?
Well, I mean, once I went out there, like, I can't go argue, you know, a play that went to New York, but I mean, with unfortunate that two outs. My only point was, you know, I get it, you know, two outs with the size of lead Otto's going to have there at first, not being held on and going on contact, where that ball was going to end up, that, you know, think that he was going to score anyway. So, with just a little bit more frustration that, you know, you see that it's, you know, the call is going to get overturned and what maybe could have been. But, you know, again, I think back more to a lot of the chances we had, or, you know, run or two maybe that we were, you know, we gave them. So, yeah, that's how that seventh inning went.
That's nonsense. Listen, just call him a bum, Clayton. I know you're a class act, all right? But I need my, you know, sometimes you need the manager to be irrational. Just to pick up your team. You know what Lloyd McClendon did when he stole the base? I would have liked for Clayton McCullough to go out there with a jar and take some of the foul line with him. Just go in there, scoop it up, scoop the chalk up right there. You know, go on the dirt side of it and be like, hey, you don't need it. You don't need it. You don't need it. You don't even know what it's for. Are you blind?
Can I ask you a question, Tobin?
Yeah.
What separates you from him is, you know, he's got these same officials for the next three, the same refs for the next two nights.
Doesn't matter. He's going to home plate the next night, so it's on the robots anyway. So he has no control. You know, it doesn't matter. We've all seen, hey, you're a dummy. You don't know what you're doing. Like, you know, respect to Clayton McCullough for keeping a cool head. That's his style. Like, oh, you know, I think about to the missed opportunities. No. You didn't miss an opportunity. You came through in an opportunity, and an umpire was blind. I hate when coaches do that. Games are decided, especially a baseball game, where it's so hard. You just stole a run from me because you don't know how to do your job.
If they do that, they should also put everything in context. Because a ground rule double with the bases loaded clears the bases, right? It's not first to third. Or what they should do is that you're calling up to New York anyway. If that runner on first was past second base by the time the guy got to the ball or would have gotten to the ball, then the run counts. Like, you have to be able to fix this.
It's so stupid.
It's so stupid.
It's all right.
I'm not that guy. Everybody, you know me, I complain about it. I complain about fans, oh, we got screwed or whatever. I hate being an athlete and having to be accountable for every single play that I've ever ran in my life. And then some official can make a boneheaded play and then run away and not have to deal with it. That's the biggest problem I have with all of this.
Genuinely love to know what he saw, because it looks like he's looking right at it. Does he not know the difference? Is he colorblind? Do we have a colorblind official? Does he not know the difference between white and green?
We'll know how good he is tonight based on if he's behind the plate, how many times does he get challenged?
Ridiculous.
Also, if he's colorblind, he can't see green or white. So.
That's what I'm saying.
But I have to imagine they test that before you become an umpire.
They better.
Hey, thanks, Captain Obvious.
You're welcome.
Like, if I had said that, you know what you guys would have said to me?
Minus one.
He's not even paying attention. What are you doing?
What are you doing?
I am working, so there is that.
I think she was just confirming that you can't see.
I was helping you here, okay? I was confirming. No one was doing it for him.
Technically, Tobin, if you're colorblind, you can't see green or white.
Oh.
You're welcome.
I think you can see white. I think you can't see green, though.
When you're right, you're right.
You can only see white or black, right?
Well, Leroy was
No, I don't think so. I think it's a little bit different than that. You just see shades differently.
Leroy was texting. Did he text the group or did he text me when he was just like, what's up with these Cincinnati Reds on Saturday?
Because oh, my goodness!
Their future uniforms, it was like the Bills color rush back in the day because they're just so red.
It was everything was red. I'm like, enough. Yeah, he put
Cincinnati a little bit too much red.
Yeah, it was. He's right.
Too much red. It hurts.
Switch it up a little bit. Put some pants that are black or gray or white, something. No, just red. What are you, the Flash?
Yes.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, it was.
Too much. Anyway, Dolphins coach Jeff Hafley. He's got a new saying, football. That's next.
No. Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Raleigh Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Raleigh Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Imagine you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you. On FM 104.3 WQAM, Marlins back at it tonight. Their series continues with the Phillies against the Phillies and umpires, quite frankly. That'll get going tonight at 6:40. Cade Gibson on the hill for the fish against Zach Wheeler. Tough pitching matchup. Marlins going up against some of the Phillies' best in this series, so it would be nice if it wasn't a game where they also had to take on the umpires. Not that I'm bitter or anything like that. I'm over it. The Dolphins, they continue practice today. Jeff Hafley told them this morning that Chris Bell won't be in the joint practice or play against the New York Giants. They're going to continue to be careful with him. No Zach Seeler, but he believes he'll be ready for the regular season opener. And Kenny G, Kenneth Grant, is week to week, but will not practice this week. He did play a little bit in the preseason.
I like what they have at linebacker. The D-line seems to be not terrible, right? I would say we've seen some good things out of each of them. So you got a nice rotation. You need more than four nowadays.
Yep.
And the offensive line is looking like they can move some people. So you look at the skill positions and talking about DBs and wide receivers. You might be able to do some things if the secondary isn't what you need it to be.
Mm-hmm.
If you can get those guys up front to create havoc. And that's always how it's going to be. I don't care how good your secondary is.
Yeah, it's just a matter of, like you said, it's how good are those guys taking their jump up this year to cause that havoc? You know, are they there right. yet? You know, that is definitely going to be a huge, huge question this year, just like it is on the other side. It's like, hey, we don't think the Dolphins' offense is going to be anything special, but if those guys can give him time, all right, we're seeing some talent, at least from one of the young receivers. Supposedly, right. Kevin Coleman's having a really good day. The guy from, what was he, Missouri? I think he was Missouri, fifth rounder.
Right.
He hopped around college a lot. He was he's one of these guys who was different places all over the place. By the way, this was football, all right? Jeff Hafley today was asked about his wide receivers being physical. That's what he had to say.
What do you mean? They better block. If they don't
some
block.
Some receivers don't like to block.
Yeah, I mean, our receivers are going to block. No block, no rock. How about that one?
I like it.
Of course you like
that. That's football.
Something exactly you would say.
That's football, dude.
Exactly something you would say.
Can I just?
That is football.
Can I just? I'm gonna say this. Too much.
Why?
Too much.
I love it.
That's a tobism.
No block.
It's such a tobism.
No rock. That's good. This guy's a football savant. How do you not love that?
Dude,
what?
You're like all the other media people in that room.
What do you mean?
Good, eating it all up.
I did eat it up. He said, here comes the airplane. Here's a saying. I love it.
What do you mean? They better block. If they don't
some
block.
Some receivers don't like to block.
Yeah, I mean, our receivers are going to block. No block, no rock. How about that one?
Oh, love it. Love it. You guys don't love that?
No.
Why not?
Because it's just, like, too much.
It's just silly. Just a little silly.
Because you know, you could block a whole game and still not get a ball.
Sure.
And but then what?
You hear
like, there's no guarantee that as a wide receiver you're going to get any targets. Like, a defense can make it so that you don't get a target.
You're for the targets or for the team? No block, no rock.
Gooseys.
I wish you were at home.
Why?
Why?
Because then the he buttons? Wouldn't have access to...
That was Brittany. That buttons. Wasn't me.
Yeah, it was me.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
She got
why
the
are you aiding and abetting a known felon?
That's what I do.
Gooseys.
Oh, God.
Schmeathen says, you can't say that after scoring 7 points. This is the backups. The starters did good. One for one.
One for one. They were also playing against, I mean, I'd be interested to see how many of those guys actually make the team.
Oh, not many.
Right.
Not many.
So there's that.
You only can win what you can win. You know? You can only win what you can win. No block, no rock. It's important. Don't. That's football. Nice. You ever heard that? Surprised. I feel like you've heard it all. This makes me really happy, this Hafley. Priorities are in line. You know what I'm saying?
Don't worry. Like, it changes.
Handsome Daffy
says, the same people that love you or hate you in a moment of time. You just got to take it all in stride.
Sure, but first impressions are good.
I wish Spo would have told Hero, no D, no three.
Me too.
It don't matter. Like, it's different. It's different. Like, on a football field, you can get in somebody's way, right? In basketball, if you ain't got it, you ain't got it.
You know, speaking of basketball, I know everybody's hopped up on these rankings about the NCAA, you know, where was it? And it's disgusting. Notre Dame shouldn't be where they are, right? But the Eurobasket rankings came out today. And I got to tell you, a real slap in the face.
Serious?
What? No, I'm serious. Actually, I am. A real slap in the face.
His face when he said it, too.
Pella Larson and his Swedes not being ranked in the top 12. A real slap in the face to Sweden.
How many Euro teams are there?
Total, I don't know. But I know that in the top 12.
What if there's only 15 teams?
Yeah, that, I mean, Sweden should be in there. Sweden's going to make some noise, I'm going to tell you. Turkey's number
one. Would
Sweden
make noise if Pelle wasn't on that team?
Absolutely not, no. But he's Swedish Michael Jordan. Serbia's third.
Michael Jordan.
Poland is four. Sweden's got something for Poland if they match up. Germany's five, which I find a little surprising. They win everything. Croatia, Spain, Italy is eight. Finland is nine. Ukraine is 10. Greece, 11. Lithuania, 12.
They're behind Ukraine?
Right.
That's what I didn't even know they had.
That's what I'm saying. There's no way Sweden is behind Ukraine. No way. No way. So I'm glad you agree with me when it comes to this disrespect that Pelle Larsson is facing.
No, don't do that.
What do you mean?
Don't do that. I merely stated that I did not know that Ukraine had a basketball team. Is there a famous Ukrainian player?
Not that I can remember.
Right.
That's why I found it surprising. Because like when Giannis said he wasn't going to play for Greece, they was like, oh, they have Ukraine. That should be a cakewalk. But apparently not. Not according to FIBA. C-Dub says, you forgot he was Swedish Dwayne Wade. You're right. When you're right, you're right.
Oh, my goodness.
Maybe your scouting just isn't as good as you thought.
I know what I'm seeing, and I'm telling you right now.
You've seen Ukraine play?
I haven't seen Ukraine play, but I can tell you right now they don't have a Pelle Larsson. That I know.
So you haven't seen them play, so your scouting could be wrong.
No.
And FIBA could be right.
FIBA doesn't know what they're talking about.
Okay.
No block, no rock.
The more you say it,
what? It's not going to become a thing.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys are so wrong about that.
Well, it's not going to become a thing with us.
Why?
No. Why would I say that?
Why wouldn't you say that? No. You wouldn't want to shout at your TV, no block, no rock?
No.
All right.
What do you mean? They better block.
If they don't Some block. Some receivers don't like to block.
Yeah, I mean, our receivers are going to block. No block, no rock. How about that one?
I love that.
I like more when he says, little, wait, what do you mean?
Like, he sounded like a little bit like Mike McDaniel there.
No.
Just a tad.
I don't like that.
Let's be honest.
I don't like that. How? Why? Because he said something clever?
Yeah, he said something, you know, a little...
He could say clever
cheeky,
things.
A little cheeky.
At least he didn't stumble through it.
And the how do you like that? That was so Mike McDaniel. How do you like that one?
Yep.
Come on now.
I liked it
a
lot.
You can't deny it.
I mean, the answer would be I liked it a lot. I love bits.
You can't deny it.
Now you sound like Forrest Gump. I like it.
I do. Why are you guys being yum-yuckers when it comes to this?
Oh, no. There we go. See?
Oh, brother.
No, you are.
It's just that you have spent the better half of this summer telling us how tired you are of Mike McDaniel's cuteness and all his little shenanigans. And then our current coach gets on the podium and says, no block.
No rock.
No rock.
And I would say it's not.
And asks for approval, seeks approval.
He's got it
with
for
his
me.
Little ism.
He deserves approval.
And you're going to tell me that it's not a little bit Mike McDaniel-esque?
Because the thing with Mike McDaniel is it wasn't about the bits that I hated. It was the fact that it took a half hour to get through the bits. That's what I hated. No blocker, buffering, no rock. That's how it would go. At least he's concise with it, you know? In and out. Mike McDaniel, you have to go through the whole labyrinth of words. Way different.
I'm not sure.
He just said some of the same stuff.
Nope.
Using
in smaller time,
words.
Guys. Smaller time.
Right.
That's it.
It's a difference. It's all about delivery sometimes.
He was more efficient in his speaking, sure, but it doesn't change the the content of what he was speaking of.
I feel like it does. I feel like confidence and delivery.
I'm not really sure that it does.
Confidence and delivery will go a long way for a football coach.
Have you ever bullcrapped your way through anything?
I mean, no. Lamar is very, very fact-based.
Very informed.
Especially for this radio show.
Especially.
With all the research you do.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
What kind of a question is that?
What do you mean?
Yeah, I don't understand. What kind of a question is that?
It's a great question, actually.
Very strange.
No.
Why would I fake my way through things?
I mean, think back to college. Like, think about all the papers that you wrote. You think that you actually understood what you were writing about?
All the time.
No, you didn't.
Sure did.
No, you didn't.
Oh, yeah.
You snuck in words. You made run-on sentences to make word counts.
I didn't grow up in a ChatGPT type of world. Like
neither did I.
I had to come up with what was researched, bibliographies and whatnot.
You could still bullcrap your way through that.
He's doing it right now.
He is, exactly.
I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
How?
Bibliographies and whatnot.
Bibliographies and whatnot.
Hold on. Hold on.
He's doing it right now. You said hold on how many times?
Hold on.
That word count is unreal.
Hold on.
You're hitting your word count right now.
What are you talking about, bro?
What do you mean? They better block.
Just a big word.
Some block, receivers don't like the block.
Yeah, I mean,
I wonder who asked that question. Who said that?
No block, no rock.
It's Joe Shad.
How about that one?
Who?
Joe Shad, Palm Beach Post.
Oh, okay.
No block, like, no rock.
Why would you even suggest that?
Why would you suggest what?
Some wide receivers don't like to block. Joe Shad.
Why are you doing it like that?
Oh my God, Leroy.
I'm Joe Shad. Some of them don't want to block.
Being very mature.
You know what? And a lot of them are in the Hall of Fame.
Which ones?
The ones that they didn't care about their damn blocking.
Well, it sounds like they want to play for Jeff Hafley. No block, no rock.
Okay. Great. Great.
Guy tries one
you
bit.
You fall for some of the dumbest crap.
What am I falling for?
The dumbest crap.
That's not it. You see, you're the one who's just, you know, making things up and patching it along as you go because you really can't, you don't agree with his terms.
I mean, sure.
Great.
I get it. I understand it.
Then what's the hate?
There's football. No hate. It just, okay. All right, buddy. You're like, yeah. Like, you are the epitome of just falling in love with the new guy.
I'm not allowed to be excited? Is that against the rules?
Here we go. Off on something totally different.
No. I'm genuinely
what I'm saying is, he's going to say something like this in 3 months, and you're going to say, hey, Hafley, enough.
Depends.
Because that's what you do every time.
I don't think so.
Yes. You think this is my first time riding the
I mean, this is you.
Ride?
Oh, I could do you. We'll see what happens. It's not football yet. That's you all the time. So two can play
and
this
it's
game.
True.
Two can play this game.
Okay.
That's why you're a yum yucker.
What did I say after the game Friday?
You said it was a good drive.
Yeah, but then what did I also say?
And then you said, who are they doing it against? Yeah, because you're a rain cloud.
No, because that's reality.
Okay,
you don't want to get people's all hopes. Oh, we're going to be studs on offensive line.
They
played against other college kids.
You could enjoy things and worry about the context later.
You have to put it in context.
Okay, sure. Yeah, that's what
it's
you always
preseason do. Preseason game one.
Great. Congratulations.
What an enjoyable way to go about sports. Can I just say, if people want an honest idea of what their team's going to be, you are the wrong person to go to.
You're exactly the reason why we don't get perfect games anymore. Because you've taken away the joy of sports. That's what you do.
Perfect games?
Yeah. That's why we don't have those anymore. Because you want the robots to take over. Oh, it doesn't matter. Don't enjoy the moment.
What?
Yeah, exactly what I said. I'm not speaking hieroglyphics.
No. That doesn't even make sense.
It does make sense.
I'm the guy that's against a perfect game?
Yeah.
When they took Jeurie out after six innings, I had a big problem with that.
I don't know.
I did. It was history.
I think you're a stat guy. You love analytics.
No, you know I think I'm you not. Are. I know you're lying.
I think you're an analytics guy now.
No, I am not. Your arm brace is off. Rumble time, broski.
Take a break. The damage is done, my friend. Is next.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, wherever you get your shows.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it is the refreshing!
Gone, gone, the damage done.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. It's time to get to our favorite Tuesday game. The damage is done, my friend. Go around the room, say where the damage has been done. You guys get it at this point, all right? We're not doing any surprises. No block, no rock, dude. You know what I'm saying? That's radio.
You're only saying that because he's not here.
What do you mean? Leroy?
Yeah.
You think I won't say it again when he gets here? You daring me?
I'm daring you.
I'll do it.
We know you'll do it.
Yeah. I'm honestly disappointed he's not here that I said it. So I could get to it. My damage is done goes to the umpires last night. They screwed the fish. And we haven't heard the TV call yet. This was last night on Marlins TV. Kyle Seeloff and Gabby Sanchez, quite frankly, losing their minds. Rightfully so.
With an 0-2, Winston Oha shoots it fair! Oh, it's a foul! Down the right field line! A foul ball! It looked like it was
fair! This is reviewable, though, because it was past first base.
If this is indeed a fair ball, the umpires are going to have to determine, and that is a fair
ball.
That's
a fair ball!
It's well fair, so now the conversation. It almost hit entirely in fair territory. And the first base umpire, I hate to blow him up here, but Shane Livensparger has got this call wrong. And watch Sanoha. He knows that this is a fair ball. He lost his marbles. Here we go.
Field is overturned. Fair ball. Two runs will score.
That's
one
awful.
Run third.
That's awful.
Base.
That's terrible. And
that
Shane
is ridiculous. And the first base umpire
should
lose
here
his mind. He should get tossed on
yes,
this
he
one.
Should. Give it to him. There you go.
I don't know.
Awful.
Just keep going after him. This is ridiculous.
That is terrible. Shane Livensparger has cost the Marlins the tying run in this game. And that's a pretty quick hook. That is dreadful. And they should be held responsible for that. That's terrible. That's a joke.
You have got to be...
Give him more.
Keep it going. Give him everything you got.
Hey. Great job by Seeloff and Gabby Sanchez. Tommy Hutton's retiring this year. He would be proud. He would be proud at a rant like that going. And doesn't that is that not an umpire's name who would screw up? Livensparger?
It is a kind of.
He sounds like an umpire who would be sniveling and making mistakes. Livensparger. You can't trust that guy. So great job by them yesterday. Just absolutely tearing them a new one on the TV broadcast yesterday. Great job by Kyle Seeloff. And Gabby Sanchez. Damage is done, my friend. Leroy, what damage is done for you today?
Damage is done, my friend.
Hold up.
I was driving home, and there's a little bit of traffic this morning. And there was a big, giant truck next to me. Like, a massive truck. But in front of us was a lady doing her makeup and talking on the phone. And so all these cars were honking at the lady to keep him, let's go, stop doing your makeup and talking on the phone, right? The truck honks at her. She gently pulls up a finger and salutes him.
Wow.
So these cars got in front of her, and at every light, they stopped her. Right when the light was, you know, turning red, so that she had to wait at every light.
Damn.
And I watched this all the way to the highway.
That's petty.
And I like damage it. Is done, baby.
Damage is done.
Don't
like
pay
it.
Attention when you drive.
Damage is done.
I loved it.
You just kept, so you changed your route just to keep watching the petty?
No, because I was a little bit behind. And I changed lanes, so the lanes, you know, like when you get in the right-hand lane, if you're in the lane that turns a lot, sometimes you go forward and sometimes you're back. So I'm just kind of moving back and forth, but I'm not changing lanes because I need to be in the right lane.
Gotcha. Jennifer?
It was beautiful. Beautiful work by South Florida. Excellent. I can clap now.
Just another day there.
I'm happy you can clap. What damage is done for you, J-Fig?
I really tried to find a damage is done, but I don't really have one besides the constant fires that keep happening towards my house.
There's still fires over there?
There's still fires?
Yeah. I was driving home after the studio.
Gotta be those lightning strikes, yeah?
I don't know. But also, so on my way home on Thursday, there was another fire going on. And then this morning, there was a fire by my house also. It was one of like a store that was close to my house. We call it La Vaquita. I don't know if you guys know what that is, but it's on fire right now. So there's another fire by my house, and there's plenty of trees in that area. So this Man. Is just more. This is just adding more.
You think it's arson, or you think like something happened at that where it was like a warehouse?
No, it's not a warehouse.
No, it's like a consignment. It's like a little
store.
Store. Where like you know the drive-through
ones? Yes.
The farm store drive-through.
That's what it's called, the farm store.
That's a farm store.
Yeah. I did forget that was the name for it. But yes.
I mean, because we call it La Vaquita.
Yeah, like my entire life, I never knew the name of the store.
Is that because
like,
there's a cow on it?
Yes. Yep. Okay. That's what they spent. Like, they were like, oh, we have to go to La Vaquita.
I get it.
Mm-hmm. When you're from Hialeah.
Yep.
I do like those little farm stores. We used to have them all over the place.
Oh my gosh, they were the best. And they used to be open so late. Now they close so early.
Well, I think the business kind of dried up, I guess. I don't know. I don't know why, but it was convenient. I loved
it. If it dried
farm
up,
store.
Then why was it on fire?
Yeah, why? Like, yeah, because people got tired of buying $8 Cokes.
I mean, fair. I mean,
they did jack up the prices.
Fair. I just remember going home, like, from parties, like family parties, super late at night, and my parents were like, oh, well, you have no milk at home for the kids, so they would just go through La Vaquita to get us the milk.
Really?
Good times. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you didn't feel like getting out of your
milk
car.
From there?
Absolutely, of course.
I don't trust milk from like 7-Eleven.
And dude, their Cuban bread and like their tequeños and their like mini croquetas are actually really good.
They used to actually sell like little pints of ice cream that were like, I think only specifically sold there. Oh my gosh, so good.
It's for emergencies only, Leroy. Mm-hmm.
It was only for emergencies.
It was late enough.
Like
no,
because
it was so late that there was no other grocery stores open. So my parents would just drive through La Vaquita to get us
now
milk.
Now 7-Eleven is open 24 hours.
I wonder what's cheaper, the farm store or DoorDashing you milk? Because DoorDash is pretty expensive, but so was the farm store.
The farm store. The farm store. Is the way to go there.
I see a tweet here from ManicMike27. Prime Tommy Hutton would have wished death on the first base umpire and his entire family. You're not wrong. You're not wrong. That was a good rant, though. Either way, that was a good rant.
With an 0-2, Winston Oja shoots it fair. Oh, it's a foul down the right field line. A foul ball. It looked like it was
fair.
Wait,
this is reviewable, though, because it was past first base.
If this is indeed a fair ball, the umpires are going to have to determine, and that is a fair
ball.
That's
a fair ball.
It's well fair. So now the conversation. It almost hit entirely in fair territory. And the first base umpire, I hate to blow him up here, but Shane Livensparger has got this call wrong. And watch Sanoha. He knows that this is a fair ball. He lost his marbles. Here we go.
Field is overturned. Fair ball. Two runs will score.
That's
one
awful.
Run third.
That's awful.
That's
terrible. And
that
Shane
is ridiculous. And
the first base umpire
should lose
here
his mind. He should get tossed on
yes,
this one.
Yes, he should. Give it to him. There you go.
I don't
that's
know. Just
awful.
Keep going after him. This is ridiculous.
That is terrible. Shane Livensparger has cost the Marlins the tying run in this game. And that's a pretty quick hook. That is dreadful. And they should be held responsible for that. That's terrible. That's a joke.
You have got to be...
Give him more.
Keep it going. Give him everything you got.
Sound like the boys wanted Clayton McCullough to go even crazier.
I mean, the thing that sucks about that is that human error should not play that big of a role in a game at any point in time, because then it becomes not about the competition, but about the competency of somebody doing their job. And that is unfortunate.
It was rough.
And something as simple as fair or foul. And again, in every other sport, they let it play out. You can always go back and put guys on base. But you can't stop baseball from being played by calling it a foul ball going back. Now, how do you know that guy from first wouldn't have scored?
Dan says, I can't get over the fact that his last name was Livensparger. It makes it so much worse. You're right.
It really does. It really does.
Brittany, what damage is done for you?
Okay. So over the weekend, Disney hosted their D23, which is like this big convention that they host for the announcement of the upcoming Disney movies, musicals, all kinds of things. So it's like this huge convention.
Okay.
And they announced a collaboration with the NFL.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
And the Dolphins are not a part of the collaboration, which really upset me. But they basically took a character and coincided it with a team, right? So I sent Jennifer a picture because all of the teams are, it's such a great, like they have the great comparisons, right? So you have the Bills is Beast, The Commanders is the doctor. What is his name from the pig? The pig from Toy Story, Dr. Porkchop. The Patriots is obviously Captain America. The Cowboys is obviously Woody, whatever. But the one that really stood out to me was the New York Giants being Wreck-It Ralph. Because why wouldn't you pick Spider-Man?
Huh.
That's such an easy layup. It's like Spider-Man is New York.
Right.
Red and blue.
Well, like, I would say they're running back. Pretty much is Wreck-It Ralph.
I mean, that is fair, and I understand because like Wreck-It Ralph is a giant, and I understand that. But why wouldn't you pick Spider-Man? To me, the damage is done. Like, there's so many NFL fans that are so upset about this. I mean, you have Darth Vader with the Raiders. Like, that's such a good one. Obviously, Woody and the Cowboys. I believe the Bucks were Captain Hook, which is such a, again, so good. And why can't we get Little Mermaid? You want to tell me why the Dolphins can't get Little Mermaid?
I don't know.
Maybe they didn't want Little Mermaid.
No, I want Little Mermaid. You guys don't want a collaboration with Disney?
No, so I saw an influencer.
Not if it ends up being we're Little Mermaid.
Yeah, why not, you guys?
I don't think I'd want that, no.
Why not?
I don't know, dude.
Doesn't make sense.
Somebody said Sony still owns Spider-Man.
Okay, I mean, that's true, but it's...
All the Spider-Man.
Still Disney. No, it's still Disney. You can still watch Spider-Man on Disney Plus.
Doesn't Disney own all of Marvel?
They do, of course. Yeah, Marvel, and he's in Marvel movies. It's a Marvel, like, yes, they have rights. Sony still has rights to Spider-Man, but they could still use his name, image, and likeness.
I tell you what, they better not give us that bum-ass Aquaman. He sucks.
We could do Aquaman. There's so many options here.
We could do King Triton, you guys.
He has dolphins next to him. Why don't we get anything? Why didn't we get anything?
Wait, you'd rather be Little Mermaid than Aquaman?
100%. Definitely would rather be Little Mermaid.
Guys, Little Mermaid, she's fantastic. What is there not to love about her? I'm so confused.
Great voice.
She's one of the best songs in Disney history.
What does Aquaman do? Nothing.
He does nothing. But we could do King Triton if you guys want to be, you know, if people want to be misogynistic and don't want a woman, we could do King Triton.
What?
No, I didn't say. Did I say Tobin? I said people.
No.
I said people.
King Triton was a horrible father.
Why was he a horrible father?
Wait, Brittany. Let's be clear.
Wait, why was he a horrible father?
Horrible
father.
Wait.
Look at all the other shirts. Right.
I'm listening.
And then I put the dolphins on there, and I put.
The Little Mermaid.
She's so...
You personally, Brittany, I would not want the Little Mermaid.
I would love to have the Little Mermaid collaboration with the dolphins.
I don't know about
Are you guys crazy?
The thing is, I saw this... I saw an influencer go into a store and see all these shirts. And then the entire time she was walking around, I'm like, okay, is there the dolphins? But then in my head, I figured, who would be the dolphins though? So I just let
the
it.
Little Mermaid, you guys.
I let it go because who no. actually would be?
You know how much fun all of the other shirts in the store would be looking at the dolphin shirt, laughing.
You guys, we're already our color wave and our logo is already made fun of in the NFL.
Well,
people
it's
like
a
love
logo.
To make fun of it.
It's a stupid logo.
They love to make fun of the colors. So why don't we just lean into it and just get the Little Mermaid?
No.
You haven't won a playoff game in 25 years and you want to lean in being soft?
I think we should lean
into
it.
I just want them to bring the old dolphin back. That's all I want.
With the Little Mermaid.
I mean, fine. As long as the old dolphin is back. I don't like this stupid SeaWorld dolphin.
I told you we can do King Triton too, you guys.
He's a terrible father.
How is he a terrible father? He was worried about his daughter's safety.
Oh, yeah. He was so worried she ended up giving up her soul to go be with Prince Eric. Yeah, great dad.
That's not his fault.
He's trying to protect
her.
It's his fault. Anyways, the damage is done to Disney because
if he would have given a better outline of what the humans were, she wouldn't be selling her soul to Queen Ursula. He's a terrible father.
He didn't want her to go be a part of the real world.
Curious human being. I mean, not human being. It's like mermaid.
Yeah, so you can't just block her off. You gotta put some holes into that curiosity.
You gotta go ahead and tell a child what to do, and then expect them not to rebel.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, just don't do it. That's gonna make her want to do it more. Sell her soul to a witch.
You've never told your kids before, just like because I said so. I know you have.
I have, but I usually always give reasons for why.
Then that's not because I said so.
It is. If you just because go because I said so, you know what that does? Curiosity. You know what curiosity did? Killed the cat.
I agree with you.
Lost her voice.
No block, no rock.
You know what? I don't.
Oh, whatever. Stop damage it. Is done to you. For the sake, he trains a bad father.
You know
father.
What? Now I don't feel so bad about laughing at Smeetham's comments.
What did he say?
What did he say?
From it was before, but
no,
something about Tobin.
Riveting.
They said they'd rather be Sebastian.
We could be Sebastian. You guys, I'm open to.
You just want anything Little Mermaid.
No. It's just that it makes this. It's the movie that makes the most sense. You guys,
Nemo. Someone else said.
Oh, we could do Nemo
or Moana.
Moana, Tua's not here anymore. We didn't need to do that.
Yeah, sure.
I think Moana's got to take a seat for a second.
Did all the teams do it, or those are the only shirts that teams?
I believe these are the only teams that did it. But I just really wanted the Dolphins to be. We're in
maybe
Florida.
Maybe the Dolphins didn't want to do it.
But we're in Florida, people. Come on.
I appreciate your enthusiasm for this.
No, I really wanted it. I was really disappointed to see that we didn't have the shirt.
We got to take a break. More to come. We're back after this.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's really refreshing!
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.